Good evening, everybody. I am honored to be here tonight with all of you, Mayor of the District of Columbia, with my colleagues, Jack Evans, Mary Che, and Harry Thomas Jr., to represent the Council of the District of Columbia, and to pay tribute to a man whose life symbolized everything that is wonderful and extraordinary about our great city. And isn't it fitting this tribute is taking place in the house that Abe built? Thousands were touched by this exceptional man, a man of impeccable integrity, a deep and abiding love for his adopted hometown, and a profound sense of humanism that served as a model for so many of us. On occasions like this, there sometimes is a propensity to engage in hyperbole. But that is not possible with Abe Coleman, who is larger than life with a heart as big as a screen. It is no exaggeration that Abe Coleman was the catalyst who applied the defibrillator to downtown Washington and revived what had become a moribund area of our city. Abe Coleman made a courageous decision, as you've heard, the wisdom of which undoubtedly was questioned by many. He could have built another arena outside the city to replace the Capitol Center, but instead, he chose to invest his money and his heart in his beloved Washington, D.C. And so he built what was then the new Sky Center, and now the Verizon Center. What a risk that was at the time, but look at how it has paid off. We have a bustling downtown with restaurants, stores, theaters, and entertainment beyond what even the most visionary and optimistic might have conceived. But Abe Coleman saw it, and Abe Coleman. He saw an arena at the core of the revitalization of downtown Washington. He saw what others did not and could not. Crowds flocking into a downtown alive once again. Crowds coming out to basketball, hockey, and concerts. Crowds coming to enjoy an evening out. Crowds greeting one another as if it was the holiday season, 365 days a year. Crowds enthused by the renaissance of our city's core. Crowds once again bullish on Washington, D.C. I had the opportunity and the privilege to speak with them on a number of occasions. It was always a pleasure. It was always gracious. And it was never about him, but rather what he could do for others. Like Mr. Coleman, I graduated from the District of Columbia Public Schools. I had the good fortune of being a student athlete during my time at DCPS. As a result, I have closely followed and supported our athletic programs for our young people in this city all my life. There was a time when the high school city title basketball championship game was played at Cole Fieldhouse at the University of Maryland. And while that was a nice venue, it was not even in the city. How could we have the District of Columbia championship in Maryland? And then the games were moved to a high school gymnasium. Nice gym. What value statement did that send to our kids about their accomplishment? I thought, surely we can do better than this for our children. The Indiana State Championship is played in Conseco Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, home to the Pacers. The New York City Championship is played in Madison Square Garden. The Chicago Championship in the United Center. And so, when I became a member of the D.C. Council in 2005, I decided to ask Abe Coleman if he would consider opening the doors of the Verizon Center to these games, because I couldn't accept that D.C.'s basketball state championship would continue to be played in a high school gymnasium. So I called him up, and I said, "Hi, Mr. Coleman, I want to talk with you about the high school championship basketball games." "Call me Abe," he said. "Oh, absolutely, Mr. Coleman." You see, like so many people, I could never bring myself, despite him saying it over and over again, to call him Abe because he was always Mr. Coleman to me. I swallowed hard and I asked, "What do you think? Do you think we could have the basketball championship game in the Verizon Center?" And without hesitation, he said, "Vince, of course we will work with you to do that. We would be delighted because these kids deserve a great place to play what may be the most important game of their lives." I was absolutely stunned I said, thanks. I'm on the phone going, this man is a great humanitarian who has such an uncommon and selfless commitment to others. And so, since March 2006, the Verizon Center has hosted the Boys and Girls Championship Games as a not-for-profit endeavor. And we have Mr. Coleman and his dedicated staff to thank for that. And our young people and their coaches and their families have priceless lifetime memories as a result. So next Tuesday, I intend to propose to my colleagues on the council that we adopt legislation which ensures this city never forgets what it did. I will propose that we name these games the A. Coleman City Title Championship and the Boys. And I will further propose that the awards given to each team become known as the A. Coleman City Title Trophy. Thank you, Mr. Coleman, for such visionary leadership, being a great man. This city will never forget you. Thank you very much.
Good evening, everyone. And on behalf of a grateful city, myself, my family, and all the